Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We'll go next to Chris Emma from 670 The Score. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Emma.
I will fight Chris Emma. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Covering the Bears quite a bit, as he always does, and we're always happy to have him aboard. Chris Emma.
Yeah, we got you, Chris. Chris, you look like you're working that technology about like I did.
Lead Bears writer for 670thescore.com.
At the same point in time, they've got major depth concerns, so, I mean, I feel like I got the crowd noise here with these cicadas going. I got tuned out here outside of Hallis Hall.
Chris Emma with Spiegel and Holmes.
I like it.
On 670 The Score.
We love Chris Emma. We're not going to fight him. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. All right, Emma, what's the news that we need to know from Hallis Hall today?
Boys back to work here on a Thursday in Hallis Hall. They are out on the practice field as we speak on 1 and 2. We hear from the coordinators today, and this is a time in which they're trying to stack victories. We saw an impressive performance Sunday at Soldier Field. But these guys have kind of set a precedent about not looking back too far and really focusing on what's next. And that's the case with Caleb Williams. And we understand yesterday, after being named NFC Offensive Player of the Week, a stellar performance on Sunday, that he was businesslike and focused on Sunday in Las Vegas. So let's get right to it. Bears offensive coordinator Declan Doyle likes what he sees of his quarterback, but he's also tempering kind of the mood. Here's Declan Doyle.
I think he's growing every week. But that expectation doesn't really stop. You know what I mean? He's getting coached just as hard this week as he was last week when, the outside noise maybe have been a little bit louder in a negative way. But the standard is the same. The process is the same. We still, you know, continue to expect him to prepare for this week and, go out and play well on Sunday and have confidence to be able to go out and rip it and have confidence in the plan. You're good.
Obviously, Caleb's stats want him, the offensive player of the week. But for him, he talks about just doing the right thing at the right time more consistently. Are you seeing that from him? Is that part of the growth that you're seeing?
Yeah, I would say so. It's process driven. You know, you go right back. You don't worry about all the other stuff. The result is dictated by the process. You know, or your habits, what you did during the week is carrying you into Sunday. And so that's the biggest thing. That's the point of emphasis. You don't change that. But that process got to continue to get better too. Like we go out there today and we're expecting him to operate on Thursday at a higher level than he operated last week on Thursday.
That's cool. Yeah, man, this is the stuff. Like,
that's the point that we made earlier in the week, that now that you've shown us what you can do, that is now the expectation.
Show us again, and it ties into the conversation we just had with Dave Wanstead, where Chris, he said that you can coach guys a lot harder after a win sometimes because you can point out stuff and they still feel good even when you're pointing out stuff they know they did wrong. Good stuff.
Yeah, and I took it back with that first question for Declan Doyle to the beginning of training camp when Caleb Williams was really struggling, and we'd come back from practice to the media room here and be like, man, that was rough. And the coaches would talk about this as a process, and the growth is going to come. And what we believe privately through these conversations that we've had is that the growth is going to be revealed early on this season, that it was going to be rocky at start. This offense was going to be a work in progress because they were in that race. But ultimately, at some point, it was going to click, and Caleb Williams would embrace the coaching and the challenges put before him and emerge from this a young, promising quarterback. And, you know, obviously that first game was rocky. He was missing throws. His timing and rhythm are off. That second game, obviously it was an ugly one for the Bears, but you saw progress from Caleb Williams. And then that third game, last Sunday at Soldier Field, it clicked. He looked so much more more comfortable. He had a matchup that was favorable, of course, against the Cowboys and against Matt Eberflus's struggling defense there. But that's what you want to see, is a quarterback taking advantage. And this is the continued buildup. He had a steep learning curve that he's finally ascended over. And then you keep coaching him up. You keep building him from that point. Ben Johnson, Declan Doyle, Press Taylor, JT Barrett, all those Saudi boards and coaches in those rooms are challenging Caleb Williams now to be better. And what you heard from Caleb yesterday was a reflection of that.
We have a theory about Tyrique Stevenson, and you've covered him since he got here. The theory is that he's a player that has a lot of talent and might need to continuously be challenged by his teammates and by his coaches. What do you think of that theory?
I completely agree with that. I take it back to when the Bears drafted Tyrique Stevenson a couple years ago, second round. And Ryan Poles talked about the moment he was sold on this kid was when Tyrique came before him and talked about his mistakes of transferring out of Georgia and the mentality he had at that program before he shifted to Miami and started to prove himself. And Ryan Poles believed that matched what he saw on tape, which is a kid who was got all the talent of the world and all the reasons to be successful and just didn't quite put it all together for the mentality side of it. He's being coached now, and I completely agree with that point. Al Harris is the guy in his ear now. This is a guy who played a long time in this league at a high level and only recently got out of the league. This is a younger coach who's able to get through to a guy like Tyrique Stevenson. I asked Dennis Allen about what he's seen in Tyrique Stevenson and kind of that growth mindset. Here's Dennis Allen.
I think each and every week he comes in and goes to work and tries to improve. And that's what we got to see. And we've said this from day one. It's really about consistency with him. And so that's kind of what our challenge is each and every day to him, to be, you know, a consistent worker, consistent physically, mentally, because he's got the talent to be able to do it. It's really about consistency, and I saw improvement in that area.
Dennis, what have you seen in his work habits that have left an impression on you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Well, look, I mean, again, like I said, it's been a little inconsistent, and yet I noticed this past week, and it's carried over into this week, a little more focus in terms of what he's being asked to do, and I think, you know, if he can do that, then I think he'll continue to improve and get better, and so I think that's really the biggest thing for him, because he has the talent, and there were some really good, you know, plays by him. It's just the consistency needs to continue to improve, and he's been working really hard at that.
When you're talking about that inconsistency and then improving, growing, like, what specifically are you seeing that growth in?
Yeah, I think it's really more about the mental part of the game. You know, understanding, you know, what he's being asked to do, understanding how the offense is trying to attack him, understanding where his help is within the defense. Those are all things that, you know, you can't go out and play every play and play every play. Like, you have to be able to, in terms of coverage, you got to be able to chop some limbs off the route tree. You know, if you're trying to play all the limbs of the route tree, it's going to be a struggle. And so I think that's an area that he's continued to strive to improve on. And I think I've seen improvement in those areas.
Hot damn. That is some real stuff about Tyrique and him going out there trying to play every route. No, know what you're playing. And him saying, mentally he's got to get there, and him refusing to give him credit for anything more than just the last week. And we listened to Tyreek on Monday, man. You and I did yesterday. And I want to credit him for a breakthrough of some kind, the way that he was talking about it. It better be.
Don't credit him yet.
Nope.
Let's see if he follows it up. And that's what DA is telling you. It's very rare that a radio host gets to say this. We were 100% right in our assessment of Tyreek Stevenson.
Yeah, that he was inconsistent and not knowing what he was doing and needed to increase the work habits. And he might have had a breakthrough last week, though, Chris, right? I mean, this is a moment. Hopefully Tyreek keeps running with it.
Guys, week two, he allowed four completions on four targets for 99 yards, a touchdown, and a 158.3 rating. That's a perfect rating. Last week, he had 10 targets, allowed three receptions, 15 yards, and a 39.6 rating. That is a turnaround right there. And consider the significance now, because Jalen Johnson's not out there. We know that teams would avoid Jalen Johnson. Now you can target anybody. You can go after Tyreek Stevenson. And I felt like Jared Goff was picking on him for a lot of that game.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy who embraced the challenge from this coaching staff, showcased that talent. And as you heard from the coaches, from Dennis Allen there, he embraced the mental side of this and had a strong bounce-back performance.
Hey, Chris, Tyreek talked about needing to see different kinds of tape to make sure that he fully grasped a zone concept that he was dealing with. And he mentioned that, that the coaches helped him. And who is that, I wonder? I wonder if that was Al Harris. I wonder if that was Dennis. I wonder if it was somebody else or the film guy. I don't know if he's gone into detail on that. I'm just curious if you've heard anything else about that.
That's a good question. I'm hoping to speak with Tyreek Stevenson in the locker room opens in a little bit, and I'm hoping to have that as part of a story later if I am able to talk to him.
Cool.
So, Emma, with all the injuries, does that change the things that the Bears want to do?
You know, you hear on offense a lot about adapting your scheme to what a defense presents. And on defense, you often kind of stick to your identity. But that's different now with the Bears missing this many key players. Obviously, Jalen Johnson, TJ Edwards, Grady Jarrett's been dinged up. Tyler Gordon, such an important part of this defense, has not been out there yet at all. Dennis Allen, we know what kind of defense he wants to run. But last week against the Cowboys, it was different. And they really kind of adapted here what their identity is. They are, this season, they played 36.5% man coverage, which is the fourth most in the NFL. They played zone on 57.7% of reps. That's 29%. They played a little bit more zone last week against the Cowboys than they had the first 2 weeks. That is adapting your defense. We heard Ben Johnson talk about how they kind of let up some of these plays in the run game to defend the pass a little bit more differently. Here's Dennis Allen on his mindset and adapting his defensive identity.
Look, absolutely. It's all about, from a defensive perspective, the game is all about limiting points. That's what it's all about. It's not about yards. It's not about any of that stuff. It's not about rushing, passing, whatever the case may be. It's about limiting points. And each and every game plan, how you go about doing that, is going to be different. And so, we attack each and every week as a new week. When we get the game plan and we start going on the game plan, it's a blank slate when we walk in there the very first day. It's not like we just, we take last week's game plan and make a couple of tweaks and here we go. We figure out what do we have to do. What are the things that are pertinent for us to have to do to play good on defense and limit the points? What are those keys to victory? And so we do that each and every week, and then we try to come up with a game plan that hopefully allows us to do that.
Man, it should be simple. It's the way it's supposed to work. We'll see if they're good enough with their adjustments, but to have a coach on each side of the ball, Lawrence, who's capable of thinking about the game plan and going deep into the bag of tricks and doing whatever works is a nice thing.
Yeah, this is him illustrating the difference between playbook and scheme and game planning. That all that stuff that we talk about, well, this is what Dennis Allen likes to do. He has a resume and a profile. But if you can't do all the things that you want to do, you've got to adapt. And each team is going to be a different challenge to what it is personnel-wise that you can do. I appreciate hearing someone who's not as dogmatic about that. We're just going to keep doing what we do. Yeah, that gets coaches beat sometimes when they don't have the personnel to be able to pull it off.
Without a doubt. And I think it changes when you get Kyler Gordon back, having the reliable nickel that you've been counting on. It's somebody who, look, this guy got hurt like less than 48 hours before kickoff on the season opener. That threw out a lot of what Dennis Allen wanted to do. Losing Jalen Johnson and having to adapt your coverages, that throws out a ton. Not having T.J. Edwards out there, not being able to get a consistent pressure up front. I give Dennis Allen a ton of credit. We get on offensive coaches about wanting to run their scheme. And Ben Johnson, when he came in, said, like, I'm going to cater this to my players. That's the same on the defensive side. And he's had to adapt that considerably. I think you're going to see more of that man aspect that you wanted to see from Dennis Allen. Well, once you get some of these guys back, you're probably looking after the bye week for Kyler Gordon, for T.J. Edwards. I think you're still missing those guys on Sunday in Las Vegas. But I'm intrigued to see how this defense does come together. And I credit the coordinator for doing what he has to do.
Chris Sam is doing a great job consolidating coordinator sound and knowledge here on the Spiegel and Holmes show in middays today. What about special teams, Chris?
Well, look, there have been 12 block kicks so far through 3 weeks. That's a lot. That is abnormal. And you saw a bunch of them in big moments of the end of games last week. Richard Hightower is very well aware of that. And you consider back to the significance of the block kick last year against the Packers at Soldier Field. You've got a kicker in Cairo Santos who sometimes struggles with that trajectory on long kicks. This is important for the Bears to take note of. And Richard Hightower's doing that. Here's HT.
There were 12 blocks, you know, in the last 3 weeks. So that hasn't happened in a long time. We're studying it. Those 12 blocks on field goal, obviously there have been a couple on extra point as well. Still too early to tell if there's a trend or anything. We looked at all of them. They're happening all over the field. So it's not like they're longer kicks or they're shorter kicks. They're happening with a lot of different teams, different divisions, different weather, indoors, outdoors. So there's really no trend on it right now. What I can tell you is that we're watching all of that tape, and our players are watching all of that tape as well. We went through all of those blocks with them as well so they could learn from it and they could see it. And their eyes are open on it. So those are really good teaching moments for us as coaches and for the rest of the football team. So they're well aware, and we study the hell out of the league, and the boys are they're on top of it. We're some eye-opening moments in the meetings this week with that.
Smart. That's smart stuff from HT. Nuggets and tidbits?
Yeah, Declan Doyle said the Bears are assessing their crowd noise strategy. We know they played silent count in Detroit. It's going to be about a 50-50 type atmosphere in Las Vegas. The Bears fans are traveling for that. So they're assessing how much silent count, if any, they're going to need to use out there. Keep an eye at right tackle. Darnell Wright is dealing with a wrist injury. Saw Theo Benedict slide right into that role Sunday for Wright. If Wright is unable to go, you're going to get Theo Benedict likely out there as the starter. And the number to know, 235.3. Multiplying that by 17, if you wish, that's 4,000. That means Caleb Williams hits the mark. No Bears quarterback has ever done before. He's at 238.3 on average this season, so he's above that watermark. If everything plays out, you might get some Bears history.
Emma, we appreciate you doing the hard work. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.